The Emperor of All Maladies by Siddhartha Mukherjee Muneshio. The Emperor of All Maladies, A Biography of Cancer. Part 1. The Ancient Enemy. Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, the King of Terrors, has been a relentless adversary to humanity for millennia. My journey into the heart of this disease began during my fellowship at Massachusetts General Hospital, where I encountered a 31-year-old mother named Carla Reed, who had just been diagnosed with leukemia. Her story, like many others, is a testament to the enduring and often brutal battle against cancer. The history of cancer stretches back 4,600 years to ancient Egypt, where the physician Imhotep first identified the disease. In those times, cancer was a mysterious and often fatal affliction. The Greeks, with their limited understanding of cells, attributed illness to an imbalance of the four cardinal fluids: blood, black bile, yellow bile, and phlegm. Galen, a prominent Greek physician, believed cancer was caused by an excess of black bile, a theory that persisted until the 16th century. One of the earliest recorded surgical interventions for cancer was the excision of a breast tumor from Atossa, the queen of Persia, by a Greek slave named Damasides in 440 BC. This procedure, though temporary in its success, marked one of the first attempts to combat the disease surgically. Part 2. The Evolution of Treatment. As centuries passed, the understanding and treatment of cancer evolved, though often in misguided ways. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, radical surgeons resorted to cutting off large parts of the body in an attempt to eradicate the disease. This approach was based on the belief that cancer was a localized problem that could be solved through extensive surgery. The 20th century saw a significant shift in the approach to cancer. With the advent of chemotherapy, scientists like Sidney Farber began to use antiphalates to treat children with leukemia. Farber's work, though initially met with skepticism, led to brief remissions in his patients and paved the way for modern chemotherapy. He also played a crucial role in raising money and awareness through the Jimmy Fund, a campaign that would later influence the national effort against cancer. The use of chemotherapy expanded with the work of Louis Goodman and Alfred Gilman, who used nitrogen mustard to treat lymphoma. These early successes in chemotherapy marked the beginning of a new era in cancer treatment, one that would be characterized by ongoing research and innovation. Chukotkuturin, Part 3, The War on Cancer. The 20th century also saw cancer become emblematic of an age where people lived long enough to develop many types of the disease. It was during this time that cancer became the second most common cause of death after heart disease in the United States. The fight against cancer became a national priority, inspired in part by the space race. Sidney Farber and Mary Lasker, a prominent advocate for cancer research, appealed to the nation and President Nixon to enact legislation for the war on cancer. This effort culminated in the passage of the National Cancer Act of 1971, which significantly increased funding for the National Cancer Institute, NCI, and clinical trials to test the efficacy of chemotherapy. This period also saw the recognition of the link between cigarette smoking and cancer, a discovery that would lead to significant public health campaigns aimed at prevention. The understanding that cancer could be caused by external factors such as infections, chemicals, hormones, and radiation further broadened the scope of cancer research. Chuck, Part 4. The Genetic Frontier. It was not until scientists gained a better understanding of genetics that the true nature of cancer began to reveal itself. Cancer, it was discovered, arises from mutations in our own cells. These mutations disrupt normal cell growth and division, leading to the uncontrolled proliferation characteristic of cancer. Rudolf Virchow's microscopic examination of cancer cells in the 19th century was a pivotal moment in this understanding. He found that cancer cells are indeed our own body's cells, but with mutated growth genes that allow them to replicate without restraint and evade the normal mechanisms of cell death. This genetic understanding has led to the development of targeted therapies that aim to disrupt the specific mechanisms by which cancers develop. While these advancements have improved cure rates and survival, cancer remains an ever-changing enemy, requiring constant shifts in tactics to combat it. Part 5. The Human Element. The battle against cancer is not just a scientific or medical endeavor. It is also deeply personal. The origins of hospice and palliative medicine are rooted in the need to provide compassionate care to those facing the end stages of the disease. This aspect of cancer treatment highlights the human side of the struggle, where the focus is on improving the quality of life for patients rather than just extending it. My own experiences as a doctor have taught me the importance of understanding what patients are battling. A patient once asked me, "I'm willing to go on fighting, but I need to know what it is that I'm battling." This question resonated deeply and became a defining moment in my decision to write this book. Part 6. The ongoing war cancer is an expansionist disease. It invades through tissues, sets up colonies in hostile landscapes, and seeks sanctuary in one organ before immigrating to another. It lives desperately, inventively, fiercely, and defensively, at times as if teaching us how to survive. To confront cancer is to encounter a parallel species, one perhaps more adapted to survival than even we are. Despite the progress made, the war on cancer is far from over. New treatments continue to be discovered and tested, and the yearly increases in cancer diagnoses remind us of the ongoing challenge. However, with the knowledge gained from our history, we are better equipped to face this enemy head-on. In the end, cancer remains the emperor of all maladies, the king of terrors. But it is a foe we continue to understand and combat with increasing precision and determination. The story of cancer is a story of human resilience, scientific inquiry, and the unyielding quest for a cure.